League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Whatever. I've got no reason to even bother participating in today's podcast.
And I've got Oi Oi Burnt Savoy.
Dave Fight!
Hello there. Welcome to Date Fight, the podcast where Nat picks something really good and I pick something really lame. And we pitch them against each other and Nat wins all the time. And I'm fine with that.
He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we are storming the Castle of Time with the Ladders of Entertainment. Helping us today to hurl infected cattle over the walls of our enemies is stand-up and writer Athena Kubienu. Hello, Athena, how are you?
I'm good, I'm feeling great. I've been learning stuff all week, so I feel very intelligent.
Mm. What have you been doing?
Oh yeah, it's not this podcast, I've just been doing
no,
other
no,
stuff.
God, no.
Yeah, I've been like learning stuff off of Twitter. It's been great.
Yeah.
I'm going to take us to the 13th of June, 1381, and the Peasants' Revolt. And the bit of the Peasants' Revolt specifically where the people got to John of Gaunt's Savoy Palace. Now, the Savoy Palace was the most impressive private home in the country at the time. It was full of lovely tapestries and a collection of
cabbage,
silver, and yes, and it was what was named after the Count of Savoy who'd come over 100 years before. It's where the Savoy Hotel is now.
Right.
So if you imagine that bit of the Strand, that's where they'd got to marching through London saying we don't want a poll tax. So the Richard II wanted to install a poll tax because...
Did they not stop at the McDonald's? Because with the last poll tax riots, that's pretty much where they were, isn't it?
Yeah. They were slightly further on, weren't they? Trafalgar Square. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just down the Strand. It's the McDonald's right there.
So there had to be, or they wanted a poll tax because the Black Death had killed off most of the people in the country. So there weren't many taxes coming in off anything else because lots of the peasants realised they could be paid more. They didn't have to stay on the same pieces of land and work the same piece of land their whole life. They could just wander off and the person next door would also pay them to work their land. So not much was being produced. Tax revenues were down. So they installed a poll tax. People didn't like a poll tax. So they revolted and they marched down the Strand and set fire to the Savoy Palace. 32 people got trapped in the cellar while it was being burned. It was the wine cellar, though. So for 7 days, people heard their cries as they were trapped underneath a burning building. But they decided to drink themselves into a stupor while it happened. There was a man who stole silver, who tried to get away with stealing silver, but the rules of the revolt were they just wanted political change. They didn't want to be seen as thieves, so he was thrown back into the fire with the silver. Wow. Joanna Ferrer of Rochester was accused of taking a chest with £1,000 of silver into a boat over to Southwark, but she was acquitted later on. John of Gaunt, who owned the palace, lost all his records and so couldn't collect any of the revenues from any of his lands for about 10 years afterwards because no one could remember what land he owned, because he was the biggest landowner apart from the king in the country, and no one knew all of the land he owned. He decided not to rebuild it, to teach the people of London a lesson. So nothing was built there until Henry VII built the Savoy Hospital. And that's what I'm going for the 13th of June, the burning down of the Savoy Palace, the most opulent palace of the Middle Ages, in the middle of London.
Sure. I mean, it's all academic now anyway. I've drunk myself into a stupor underneath a burning building. And that's
7 days, we can hear your cries.
Yeah, it's fine. I've got the 13th of June, 1927.
Ooh.
And the aviator Charles Lindbergh receives a ticker tape parade down Fifth Avenue in New York City. Now, I mean, I'm not as interested in Lindbergh, who did the first solo transatlantic flight. Yeah, it's more, he was a bit of a... bit of a Nazi sympathiser, so sure, whatever. But I was interested in ticker tape parades and what they were. So it was, we know what ticker tape is. It's the stuff that would sort of be belched out of telex machines and the like and calculators and computers and all the rest of it. And it was from all the stocks, the information on the stocks from the financial district. And so that's why it would happen in that bit of New York and all of the ticker tape would come down there.
Oh, was that the only place with the ticker tape machines?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So ticker tape became obsolete in the 1960s. And so they still do ticker tape parades, but they use shredded waste office paper toilet paper.
Oh, that's lovely. Clean toilet paper, I'm assuming. It's not really recycling.
Yeah, and the city now actually distributes paper confetti for people to chuck. Because who doesn't love chucking about a load of wood pulp?
I'm laughing because this is really uninteresting.
Good. Thanks for coming, Athena. It's been a really great week.
Take us to the birthdays. Happy birthday to Charles the Bald. He was the Holy Roman Emperor. Happy birthday to Charles the Fat, his brother, who was also Holy Roman Emperor. And happy birthday to Mary Whitehouse, who started the Clean Up TV campaign in 1964. It was 1964. There was nothing dirty on television. Happy birthday to Red Smythe, who drew the Andy Cap cartoon. There was a TV series made with James Bolam in 1988, and when he died, he left a year's worth of daily Andy Cap strips to the Mirror so they could keep publishing it after his death. Do not expect that with this podcast, that's all I'm saying. We can't even get 2 days ahead, never mind. Happy death day to Walter Rodney, the Guyanese journalist who was banned from Jamaica in 1968 and was assassinated in 1980 by a car bomb. And happy death day to Egbert Kortenaar, the Admiral of Holland, who was killed at the Battle of Lowestoft. And if you're going to be killed at a battle, Battle of Lowestoft sounds terrible. Trafalgar sounds good. Lowestoft really does not. No wonder you don't remember Egbert Kortenaer. And that's the birthdays and the death days.
You're not from Lowestoft by any chance, are you, Athena?
No, I'm not. Damn from it. Lowestoft.
That was my last hope. That was my last hope.
Can I, before I give my answer, I'd just like to ask Jake a question. Like, when you choose what it is you're going to propose, do you do that with the intention of winning, or, you know, just...
That's a really great question. Something... I thank you for your
because even
question.
Charles Lindbergh did loads of, like, even, you know, he was kind of a fascinating guy, and then, but you just talked for ticker tape for about 3 minutes. Which was interesting. Yeah. Interesting direction you took that.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Well,
that was unexpected.
What happens is I spend the morning attempting to homeschool my child. And simultaneously work on the screenplay deadline.
I hear what's happening here. And, like, a bit of sympathy. And then I find, like, myself... You know, I take care of my children. That's your job, mate. Sorry. What should you do that you're not supposed to do?
Literally 10 minutes to prep 4 podcasts. So with 2.5 minutes per podcast, and at the same time having to corral my child out of the building.
Yeah.
That's what you get. I'd like to apologise. I offer a full refund to all Patreons for my share of the money for this week. And I promise that I will attempt to make a bit of better fist of it next.
Try harder. And also, just to say, like, I said I wasn't interested in medieval history, but actually you managed to find the one thing I do care about. Bit of What Tyler, bit of Revolting. I'm into that.
Cool.
So
that's great.
You happen to just pluck out of the however many hundred of years that count as medieval, the one thing that sort of piques my interest.
It's the best
one. Which
is
good. I like a burning palace.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all? Let's have more of them. That's the date fight promise. More burning palaces in 2021. That's not a promise.
2021.
Yeah. Not this year. We're all stuck inside. Yeah. We can't burn down a palace this year.
You think I'm going to be here?
No, we can. We just can't do it in bigger groups and sick. So if we just get, like, 3 more people to join us, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not sure how much my commitment to the podcast is going to extend beyond, say, now.
To hear if Jake has the will to continue to tomorrow.
Find out.
Come back.
Will we get into the 220s?
We're already there, 223.
Of this podcast. Yeah.
223 episodes, wow. Athena, how many episodes of your podcast have you done?
About 25.
That's lots.
Are they all winners?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Like, they're like children, aren't you? You might have some children that aren't winners, but you say they're winners anyway, even though you know they're saving a bit of their life. Yeah. You know, do you think you still call them winners?
Do you think if you'd had to, and is it one a week you do?
No, I do. Before lockdown, it was once a fortnight, but now it's once when I can be bothered.
Oh, cool. So if you had to scale up your production rate by a factor of 14, do you think they'd all be winners?
Well, to be fair, if it was a matter of victory or loss, you know what I mean? If my reputation was banked on it, actually, yes, they would be. I would make the time.
The lesson of this week is I've lost. Stop trying to win.
Okay. Thank you so much for your patience,
really, thank
Athena,
you very
and
much.
All the listeners. It's been lovely.
And I do apologise to everyone involved. Bye-bye forever.
Thank you, bye.
Think of me kindly. Thanks, Athena. Take
care. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to think about what I've done.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.